Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Emma Higgins. Emma is the Development and Communications Officer for Grid Alternatives in San Diego. They are an amazing organization that's actually offering solar energy free to households in our region, and they're also providing job training for some of those most in need of jobs in San Diego County. Emma, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Grid Alternatives, exactly what it is and how it got started.
Okay, well, Grid Alternatives is the nation's largest nonprofit solar installer. We obviously have an office in San Diego, but we also have 9 other offices across the country, many located across California and then also in Colorado and Washington, D.C. We provide free solar systems to homeowners living on low to moderate incomes. These systems are designed to offset around 75% or more of their energy bills every month.
Wow.
And these installations serve a double purpose. So they're also classrooms where job trainees and volunteers can learn how to install solar systems from start to finish.
Very good. The solar energy industry, of course, has been very fast growing.
The solar industry has grown a lot over the last 5 years. There's around 240,000 people working in the solar industry across the country right now.
So that's huge. Where do you get your funding from?
We get our funding from a variety of sources. We administer SASH, which is a large federal program. We also get money from the City of San Diego CDBG program. And obviously, individual and corporate donors also help us hugely.
I understand that you're looking for more funding in East County, where we have a lot of folks in need of jobs.
Yes, we're always looking for funding. The nonprofit hustle is very real. We currently don't do a ton of work in East County. We have installed here in the past, and we do have a pipeline of people who need solar installed, but we can't quite cover the costs of those. So if there's any kind philanthropists out there that would like to get involved, then...
That would be great. But you're very active in San Diego, especially, I understand, some of the inner city neighborhoods like Southeast San Diego and City Heights.
We're very active in Southeast San Diego. That's really where most of our clients are. Since we began in 2008, we have installed over 880 systems for people in the city of San Diego, offsetting around $24 million in energy bills for them over the lifetimes of those systems.
That's really important, especially with the affordable housing crisis that we're facing. Getting those utility bills to be affordable is super important. Now, you also do job training, and this is exciting. I understand that you've been hiring veterans and refugees, including the newest refugees from Syria who are in our country right here in San Diego, some of them in El Cajon. Tell us how you're outreaching to these communities.
So we partnered with another nonprofit called Get Charged Up earlier this year. They are run by refugees, or that nonprofit is run by refugees, and they help young refugees to resettle in the country when they arrive here. Many of the refugees that we work with have been in the country for around a year already.
Mm-hmm.
So they are well equipped to come onto the work site with us and start to learn solar energy.
How well do these jobs pay? Once they finish your training program and they get out in the world and get a real job, how much can they earn?
For a solar installer, the average pay is just over $19 an hour in California.
That's pretty good. That's a lot more than minimum wage. I understand that most places, training programs in solar can be as much as $5,000, maybe even more. How much does your program cost?
Our program is free, and if you qualify, then we also will pay you $13 an hour to train with us.
Very good. So who qualifies?
To qualify, you have to live within the city of San Diego. You have to either be a military veteran or a youth aged under 26 years old, and you have to be living on low to moderate income.
Okay. Very good. And again, I understand that you're looking for sources. If anybody out there is listening, if you're a philanthropist or you have a foundation, Grid Alternatives San Diego is looking for some funding sources to be able to do job training for folks that live out here in East County as well. So hopefully we'll see that coming soon.
Yes.
What is the future looking like for solar energy?
I think as solar becomes more affordable, people are investing in it more readily, including companies. Renewable energy is, in my opinion, the future. And so as it becomes more accessible, we're going to see more and more people choosing to take the plunge and go solar.
Very good. Is there anything on the horizon that could impact from a policy standpoint or cost standpoint the availability of solar?
There is an upcoming trade case that, if it goes through, it would increase the cost of panels. It would actually almost double the cost of panels, which would be really bad for the entire solar industry. So we're obviously very hopeful that that doesn't happen.
Now, I understand that you have sought funding from the county, and then for whatever reason, the supervisors turned it down. Is that correct?
I think we were optioned. So, you know, the way those grants work is they have a certain amount of money, and then depending on what other things are requested and the needs that those other projects have, we just slipped just under the line of being funded.
So hopefully maybe next year you can get some county funding, and if listeners out there want the county to provide funding to help provide jobs as well as free solar for people who live in the unincorporated areas, that's something that you can ask your supervisors about, right?
Absolutely, yes. I will be submitting a grant to them at the end of this month.
If people want to get more information about Grid Alternatives San Diego, where can they go?
They can go to our website, gridalternatives.org. If you want to find out if you qualify for solar with us, then go to grid, GRIDsolar.org. Or you can email us at infosd@gridalternatives.org.
Very good. Emma, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about Grid Alternatives San Diego or the solar field in general that we haven't specifically asked you about?
We've definitely struggled to attract military veterans to our training program, but we know that there's a huge need out there. So if you are, or if you know of any military veterans who would like to come and install solar with us, we are actually having a special solar installation on November 9th in honor of Veterans Day. If you'd like to come and volunteer and just get a taste of what the solar industry is like, we'd love to have you.
If you want to find more information about that event coming up November 9th in San Diego, you can go to gridalternatives.org. And you can also check the website if you're interested in training in these solar jobs or getting solar energy for your house at no cost. Are you also installing solar for any of the tribal reservations out here?
We actually work very closely with a lot of Native American tribes in San Diego County, including La Jolla, San Pasqual. We've actually done a number of ground mounts for them this year, and we will continue to work with them over the coming years.
Very interesting. Have you reached out to any of the cities in East County, such as La Mesa, Lemon Grove, El Cajon, or Santee?
We have. We continue to do outreach to these cities and officials. We are hopeful that we'll be able to be doing some solar installations in El Cajon next year. Fingers crossed.
Very good. Listeners, if you've just tuned in, we've been speaking with Emma Higgins. She is with Grid Alternatives San Diego. And if you want to find out more about how you might qualify for free solar for your home or free job training in the fast-growing solar energy field, you can visit gridalternatives/sandiego.org. Emma, thank you for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the network for social justice.
Thank you very much for having me.